Hey guys, welcome back to Chase the Unknown. My name is Roger Sisk. I am your host today. I'm here with creative Billy Thorpe today.
Hey, how's it going, man? Good to see you, Roger.
Yeah. How's your day going so far?
Man, so far so good. I've knocked out some online courses and done a bunch of stuff, done a live stream. So it's been busy, but yeah, man, just putting the pieces together every day. So it's getting better. Dude.
Thanks so much for taking a few moments out of your day to come on the podcast here with us.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. Anytime.
Of course. So for people who don't know you, Billy, would you mind giving kind of a quick overview of what you do and what you're passionate about?
Yeah, man, absolutely. So it's kind of a funny question because, you know, as 2020 surprised all of us, it also surprised me as well. And I had a business screen printing promotional items that I ran for about 8 years now. And so that took a hit. And so I actually made a pivot in 2020 from doing that full time to splitting the time that I was doing that with podcasting. I've been podcasting as a hobby for a few years. And then when the pandemic hit, a lot of people reached out and said, hey, can you show me how you do that? Can you show me how you live stream, how you podcast? And so I just listened to what people needed and started meeting needs. And yeah, man, so I've transitioned into that and opened up a little studio space. And so, yeah, man, that's what I'm doing. I'm just doing that grind, that 9-to-5 hustle, just trying to make everything come together as an entrepreneur and a business owner. So
That's awesome. I think we've seen that a few times on the podcast already, you know, where people have really seen a demand. And so they've just kind of gone for it. They've been like, hey, I see a demand here. Why not try and do something, come up with something and do something to fill that void, to fill that demand?
Yeah. You know, a lot of times, man, I feel like as entrepreneurs or business owners, you know, sometimes we're trying to create the wheel. It's like, dude, why are we trying to recreate the wheel? Like, let's just take a second. And really the pandemic, you know, I mean, it's been very unfortunate. I don't want to say there's anything fortunate about it, but if there's some, you know, a silver lining, so to speak, it was that moment of quiet. And it was that moment of like, all right, dude, I'm going to listen to what people want or need and serve that instead of just saying, hey, here's a great idea of how I can make money or make a living and trying to make something happen. It was really, you know, for me, a revelation moment to, you know, just take a break for a second, just like listen to what's going on in the world around you and see how you can really serve people. Because, you know, a lot of times like people are saying, hey, I need help. But we're too busy going, oh, you need this. But if sometimes we'll just calm ourselves a little bit and just listen to the people around us, it can open up a lot of doors and probably doors that you're more passionate about than what you're currently doing. So,
oh, totally.
Yeah, man, for sure.
That's awesome. I can attest to that. I've definitely had that experience as well. But since we're on the topic of 2020, you were running a successful screen printing business. From what I know, you were running that screen printing business. How long were you doing that for?
Man, so this is about, at that time it's probably year 7. So this is going on year 8. Yeah, man. So basically started that thing in 2013. Was working at a church full time and just was transitioning out of that position and wanted to start a company. And that was what I landed on. I was doing graphic design kind of part time for other people, kind of a little side hustle. And one of the questions, once again, by listening to people, you know, they're saying, can you put this on a shirt? Can you put it on a shirt? And so a lot of things took place. I won't get into, but it all leveled out to where we were able to buy a small screen printing business. And I literally slept on a warehouse floor a couple nights while the screens dried to learn how to use it, man, and learn that business from YouTube. So it's, that's what I had been doing up until 2020 full time.
Wow. So you're doing this screen printing business. It's running really successfully. You're having success with it. Like you said, you're even sleeping on the warehouse floor at times, you know, you're doing what it takes to make it happen. You know, I'm sure when you've been years into it by this point, you know, and so you've got the flow, you know what's going on, really, you know. It's one of those things where just as we start to get comfortable, I feel like as creatives, especially just as we start to get comfortable, we feel something that whether we feel something we're pushed or we decide to just jump out, we kind of are forced into a position where we're now having to not necessarily learn everything over again, but we're okay. We're not comfortable now, you know? So 2020 happens, COVID hits and all this kind of stuff. We've had this kind of similar conversation with other people on the podcast in the past. 2020 hits. And what was your response to that?
Dude, my response was probably like, what now? You know, because we were, you know, exactly. Obviously year after year. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say exactly what now.
Oh, gotcha. So yeah, man, I, you know, after years of being in the same business, like you're saying, I was super comfortable. We were kind of, the crazy part was we just brought on some new customers or new clients and was working on a really big project. And I was excited, man. It was, you know, projecting to do probably double our business in 2020. Wow. And economy's good. Everything's rocking and rolling. And then March, I think it was March 16th, like basically the whole connection or the whole country kind of shut down. And man, I sat at my desk and opened my email and just order after order after order canceled. And, you know, just sit there and kind of cried for like 30 days almost.
Wow.
And then the interesting part was, you know, and once again, it was about listening to people, because I had started this company making face masks, not like face masks like we all think of now, but like neck gaiters. So I'm in the fishing space, and so I was creating these neck gaiters and selling them to retail stores about 4 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And it really didn't work out. The business didn't work out. I ended up selling the business, and it was just like kind of a failure. I would have marked it as a failed business. Well, then 2020 came along, and in the midst of like podcasting and doing all this stuff and trying to help people with that, somebody reached out to me and was like, hey, do you have any more of those face masks? We've sold out of all of them. We need more. Mm-hmm. And so I called the person that I sold the company to. I was like, hey, here's this need if you want it. And he's like, dude, I don't want any part of it. I've sold that, you know, got rid of that company. It's all yours. If you want to tackle that, you can go for it. And man, so we did. We sold about $50,000-ish, or maybe a little less, of face masks on eBay.
Wow.
Direct to consumer. No marketing, no advertising.
Wow.
Just literally put these neck gaiters on eBay and was shipping out 40, 50 orders a day for several months, which really, it helped me get the capital to invest into podcast equipment, podcast studio.
What you're doing now.
Yeah. So it was an interesting time, but there was, you know, you never knew what was happening because everybody, it was such a frantic state of life, and everybody was like in survival mode, you know, like literally like financially, physically, everyone's trying to protect themselves. And, you know, we're, as entrepreneurs though, it was kind of a neat scenario because I got a lot of phone calls and reconnected with a lot of people that are business owners and entrepreneurs. And now I've done a lot of collaborations with people. I'm partnered with certain people on certain projects. And it's really just kind of brought my community of entrepreneurs that I'm hanging out with really kind of brought us together to say, hey, how do we really help each other survive during this, you know, pandemic and this kind of unknown? So it's been a journey, man. It's been a journey. Yeah.
It was crazy. You know, it was one of those things where in a way you look back now, even we're not all that far removed from it still, but still just looking back and thinking about, okay, like just a year ago, like no one knew at literally like probably this time last year, everyone was still kind of looking around going like, no one knows what's going on. What do we do? Like, you know, it literally turned the world on its head. And so that's why especially with creatives, I find that conversation and that response so fascinating to hear from other people about.
It's interesting, you know, especially I think being a creative like probably has some benefits to it. You know, because it wasn't in our situation. My wife and I both work from home. She's a graphic designer, works freelance. Mm-hmm. So she works remote anyhow. So it wasn't like a big lifestyle change for us. Like we weren't going to an office every day and now the office shut down. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we were used to switching off days, taking care of our son and kind of tag teaming midday to relieve each other from baby duty. And so we were kind of living this life anyway.
Yeah.
So for us, it was just like a heightened experience of other people like stuff shutting down for them, which in turn shut down for us. Mm-hmm. And we really catered to a lot of nonprofits and public speakers and authors and people who travel and do big events. So it was really like, wow, this is not a good situation. But being a creative, quote unquote, and having the opportunity and being an entrepreneur to pivot quickly was really a benefit for us. And so I think for a lot of creators, and a lot of people started shopping online.
Yeah.
So I think for a lot of creators, you know, it's like if you had a service like that, and still, I mean, if you were like, for my situation, podcasting, live streaming, how to stuff, education, it's been huge, just an explosion of podcasts in 2020. So yeah, man, it's definitely been, it's been pretty wild for sure.
It's crazy. It's been a ride. I was doing a little reading up on you before we jumped on here for the, before we started the podcast. And you mentioned that, you know, 2020 happened, screen printing business failed essentially. And you're just like, basically asking that question I just asked you of, you know, where do we go from here? And your wife mentions, you know, like, well, what if, like, what would you be doing if like none of this was going on, essentially? You know, can you talk a little bit more about that story?
Yeah, man, that was an interesting thing, because, you know, I was moping around kind of crying a little bit about you know, the screen printing business not doing well and didn't know what I was going to do. And, you know, as a guy, I mean, I feel like I have a certain responsibility in my family to be some kind of provider. I mean, not like toxic masculinity. I just like enjoy working, and I enjoy making money, and I enjoy creating. And, you know, so for me, it was like a really low time there for about 30 days. And my wife did, she's like, well, what would you do if you could do anything you want to? What would you do? And I mean, I love podcasting. I love helping people create content. I love creating content. And so I was like, you know what? I would probably just coach people how to do that, how to live stream, how to podcast. Yeah. And I really didn't think much about it. But you know, I worked in ministry for about a decade or so. And it was really, that's all I did. I created content and helped create a TV show, YouTube channel, like you name it. Like, we were pretty cutting edge for the time that we lived. And yeah, man, so that was like a passion that I kind of not really walked away from, but just didn't figure out like, where's my opportunity to do media again. And I never really pursued it. And once again, 2020 opened up some doors, and this pandemic opened up some doors, and people just started asking me questions. And so, yeah, I didn't know, you know, when she asked me that question, like, hey, what would you do? And I answered the question. It was almost like I was like opening a door to say, okay, well, here you go. Here's the opportunity. If you really want to do, if that's what's on your heart and your passion. And dude, and I think this pandemic, dude, it's like, it put everyone in a situation where, and still there's so much uncertainty, even 2021,
totally,
April or whatever, still, we're shooting this show
now. Yeah.
It's like, there's still so much unknown.
Mm.
And so we're just like, all right, dude, we're going to live our life. Like, we're going to do the things we want to do. And we're going to take the risk. And, you know, we don't know what the future holds for everybody, for business, for health, for all this stuff. You know, I mean, I'm a guy of faith. And so I believe that, you know, I just believe, you know, I have faith that all things are going to work out. But, you know, there's still this part of me that's like, you know what, we're going to move the way we want to move. We're going to do stuff we're passionate about. And we're going to position ourselves in that manner, which we've always kind of done, but it just heightened the, you know, like, okay, let's really turn this thing on and kind of go after dreams. So, yeah, man, that's been our journey so far with that. And that was a really long answer to a short question, but no, I apologize. But yeah,
totally. I love it. I love it. One thing you mentioned, you just talked about, was you felt in a way like a release to go do that, almost like you felt, by you asking yourself that question, in a way you felt like you gave yourself permission to go out and do that, which I think is a huge thing with a lot of people, at least I've talked to personally, is that whether they just don't think they can do it, or whatever it is that they're, whether it's fear, whatever it is that's blocking them from just kind of like you've been talking about, just going out and doing it. You know, I feel like that's a huge block I've seen in people personally in the past, of that, in a way, they just kind of, they're in a way almost waiting for themselves, let me rephrase that. They're waiting on themselves to give themselves permission to go and take the risk and do it.
Yeah, man, I think that's the thing. We're always, well, and here's the biggest thing I think what people are really waiting on is deep down inside, they know what they're passionate about. They know what they want to do. They know what they would do. And here's what I always say. Here's the test for me. Like, when you're laying in bed at night by yourself, or it's quiet, your spouse is asleep, or whatever your situation is, and you're laying there and you're dreaming and you're thinking, like, what are you doing? Because we all have those moments where we're in our imagination and we're imagining, maybe I live a fairy tale, but I literally imagine myself doing certain things with my life. And then I wake up the next morning, I'm like, oh, okay, that's just imagination. But I think a lot of times it's not we're waiting for ourselves to give ourselves permission. I think we're waiting for people to give us permission because we want or feel the need to uphold a certain status socially or economically or whatever that case may be. And so we don't want to fail because we don't want people to point and laugh. And I, you know, and I'm like 34 now. And I think in my 20s, I really, really, really feared what people thought. And I was super insecure. And I was, you know, even though like for most people my age and most people in their 20s, like I was doing stuff, man. I started my first business when I was like 22 years old that was making real money doing airsoft and paintball and all this, you know, this little field and borrowed some land from a friend of mine. And so people were looking at my life and going, wow, this guy's really taking some risk. And he's really doing what he wants to. But inside, I was still super insecure. I was still unsure of myself and still at times can get that way. But the older I get, the less I care about what other people think. And I think that, you know, you got to be respectful. You got to be conscious of other people. You got to give people space. But at the same time, you have to live your life and you have to go for it. And it's not going to make sense to everybody. Like,
no,
I remember there's things I wanted to do in my life and my friends and my family were just like, whoa, dude, this is like, you shouldn't do this. It's too big of a risk. Yeah. And I did it, and the reward was way greater than the risk. And the worst case scenario is like, what's the worst thing that's going to happen to you?
Exactly.
I mean, you die, like that kind of sucks. But I'm saying, like, in the big scheme of life, like, what happens? Like, you lose what? Like, I don't know anybody who's been really pushing themselves to be educated and learn certain things to lose much. So, don't worry about what everybody else thinks, man. Like, go for it. That's what I say.
That's so huge. That's so huge. That's literally what's holding back just a lot of people is just they don't want to fail. You know, it's that simple, I feel like, is that, you know, whatever complexities we can get into a whole conversation about the complexities, there's been tons of books, I'm sure, written on it in terms of the science behind failing or anything like that. But at the end of the day, you know, it's people just don't want to fail for whatever reason. They don't want to put themselves out there and fail. But, I think that's the main thing we just keep hammering home on this podcast specifically is that, you know, just go for it. You know, it's not necessarily, we haven't had a ton of, specifics in terms of how to go for it, but our main role, I think, on the podcast here has been mainly just to encourage people. But now recently, I think you've stepped into a role where you've kind of taken on the other end of, okay, yes, it's good to encourage people to go for it, but I want to kind of fill a hole where I want to teach people how to go for it. That's incredible. What is your typical, I don't want to say MO, but what is your typical advice for people when they come to you and say, hey, I want to get into podcasting. I want to do this. I want to live stream. What would you say to them?
I say hit the record button, man, hit the go live button. And that sounds so easy, but and that kind of correlates to, you know, like anything, like every industry has a go button. Yeah. And so I think for a lot of us, we sit around, we take notes, we watch YouTube videos, we read books, we've been to college, we've done all these things, and our notebooks are full, but our action is nothing. And then we're frustrated and we're down and out and we're on Clubhouse and we're listening to 50 people give opinions about what they think a podcast should sound like and be like and all this kind of stuff. And I just say, just go hit the record button. You know, it's like Travis Brown over at Poddex and I are collaborating on a lot of stuff right now. And Podcast Builder Club is one of those things. And our biggest thing is like, and we're doing a 10 by 10 challenge. 10 episodes for 10 days in a row for 10 minutes or under. Give yourself a challenge. Go do that one challenge. Like if somebody's listening to this and they're like, I want to start a podcast, go do that. You just need your phone. Open up your voice memo app, walk into your closet where there's a bunch of clothes and talk into your voice memo app and upload that thing to a hosting company and put it out there. And when you put it out there once, it's just like walking. Like I have a 2.5-year-old and he's walking pretty good. He's actually running really well.
Wow.
But when he was first started walking, he would like get up and fall and get up and fall and get up and fall. Mm-hmm. But the more he did it, the better he got. Same with talking. He would talk a little bit and then he would, you know, say some good words, say bit words, not very well. But he learns how to talk and no one puts baby in a corner, so to speak. And I did put my kid in the corner and say, hey, you can't talk. So I'm a professional talker. I've been talking, you know, for 30, 40 years. You're not a professional talker. You can't talk. I didn't do that, right? I helped him along. And I think in a lot of industries, there's a lot of professional talkers, but no parents. Nobody wants to help anybody.
That's so good.
And so I want to be in that position to say, hey, let me help you find your voice. Let me help you find your words. And let's put your message out in the world. Because here's the thing, Roger. I think in my life and probably in your life and anybody listening to this, people have come into our lives that have spoken something to us that have literally what we talked about, given us permission to take that next step of faith or take that leap or faith or whatever you want to label it as and move the needle in that direction. And I had a music teacher in high school. Literally, if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be sitting behind this microphone right now because I just didn't understand much about life or much about getting permission to do much. And when she was in my life, she literally taught me a ton about music. We recorded an album in high school and she really taught me about the journey of a musician and the journey of a person and how to enjoy the journey and not just always be focused on the destination. And she was a real big voice in my life. And there's several other people that came after her. But what it is your message is like a key. This is why I always tell people, your message is a key. It's going to unlock destiny in other people's lives. And it's selfish. And I'm going to be real with you, man. It is selfish if we don't take action on the things that we feel in our heart, because that's our destiny and it's going to open up other people's destinies. And so, you know, not that we should do anything out of fear or like, I want to do this just for someone else, but really it is that, like, I feel like if I don't get up and hit the record button, somebody is not going to hear what they need to. That's going to be the key that unlocks them, either motivation, dedication, you know, whatever that is, like faith to go and do what is on the inside of them to do. And so, man, I'm hugely, hugely passionate about it. And podcasting just happens to be the conduit. Okay. It can be music, it can be books, it can be blogs, it can be all those things. Just in my industry, I just love podcasting and live streaming. So
exactly.
Yeah, man, that's where I'm at. Sorry.
No worries.
You get me ramped up on this stuff, dude. I get preachy. Cause
I love it, dude. It's incredible.
People get their message out.
I love it. And one thing you just said, I love is that, you know, it doesn't just have to be podcasting. It doesn't just have to be live streaming. You know, I feel like that's kind of why I find myself using language such as like, in creativity and create things like that, you know, because that's more wider. Because at the end of the day, like you, I don't want people to feel like they have to be a podcaster or be a live streamer or be a filmmaker or be a writer. You know, they don't have to be interested in the same things I may personally be interested in, you know. But then at the end of the day, our goal is the same, is to inspire people, you know, to inspire people to have people go after what they're passionate about. You know, I want to hear, I love hearing people just get excited like you just did. You know, that's if I could hear more people talk like you just did, like that makes my day to hear people just passionate about what they're doing.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I think it's, you know, in what you said, dude, is so powerful. It's not about being the creative, like in the creative, I mean, you could do, I mean, now I think everyone's creative, right? I think and I've worked a lot of different jobs. I spent most of my 20s trying to figure out like, what do I like doing? So I managed companies. I've ran other people's companies. I've been in sales. I've done a lot of different things to figure out what I like to do. And being in doing all that, there's creativity that comes in all of it, right? There's creativity in all of it, and there's inspiration to be had and all that stuff. So it's like, if you're at a place in your life and you're listening to this podcast and you're like, man, I just want to own my own business or start my own podcast or write a book or do or whatever, like, first of all, be the best that you can be where you're at right now.
Yes,
and
definitely.
And work your way out of a job and be, you know, be the very best. And so, and I mean, people often tell me this, like when I work with their company, they're like, dude, my company's like growing because you're a part of it. You're a part of my sales team. You're a part of whatever. And, you know, there's a part of me that likes that, man. I like when I worked for other people and we could see growth year over year in their sales department or whatever it was. But then there's also part of me that goes, okay, man, I got to go build my brand, build my own thing. Mm-hmm. And so I think for a lot of people, it's like, be excellent with what you're doing and work yourself out of a job. And when you leave, leave happy, don't leave mad, leave happy. And you want to quit your job and go be an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. I will caution this to you, quit your job on your favorite day there. When your boss just gave you a raise, when all things are going great, then quit your job and go be an entrepreneur. If you can quit your job on that day, then you're ready to be an entrepreneur. And so
that's good.
You know, it's like, don't leave because you're sad and mad and all that stuff thinking you go make $1 million. Cause I'm telling you right now, everybody says, oh, I can be an entrepreneur and make $1 million. You don't know what $1 million is, dude. Like, it's tough to make $1 million. Oh, like,
yeah,
there's $1 million is a lot of money. And so yeah, I just want to encourage, because I do want to encourage people to do what they want to do, but I also want to give them a real clear parameter of like, this isn't easy, man. Like, work your 9 to 5 and then come home and work your 5 to 9 until your 5 to 9 takes over your 9 to 5. And then
that's
go
good
from there.
That's incredible. That's incredible. Again, one thing that I feel like you just keep pulling out of things that you keep saying, but one another thing you said that I love is that you said, you know, hey, like, work yourself out of a job. You know, I heard it said once somewhere. I was trying to remember who said it was, if you work yourself out of your job, out of a job, then that means you're doing your job well. You're doing your job right. That's the goal. So that way that merge, that flip almost can happen. You know, I feel like, and that's really, you know, I've heard people ask, well, I'm doing this, but I'm kind of hot and cold on it. You know, like, how do I know that I'm actually passionate about this? It's not just a fad or whatever, you know? And like you said, I think that's a super practical advice of quit your job on your best day. And if you can do that, you know, you're ready. You know that this other thing that you want to go and do is actually a passion of yours. It's not just a fad, you know?
Yeah.
So that's man. Wonderful.
Yeah, man. I think it's too, it's like, you know, and here's the thing too, is being a business owner, entrepreneur, whatever you want to label it. It is like, it is one of those things where there's going to be stuff you hate to do.
Mm. Like, oh, there is every job.
I hate paperwork. Like, I hate filing taxes. I hate keeping up with all this stuff. I hate anything admin. Like, I wish every paper on the planet would just burn. I never have to pick up a pen or type into a spreadsheet again.
Yeah.
And so I think a lot of times we think, well, if I can just get over here, the grass is way greener. But take advantage of where you're at, grow within the company, because more than likely, unless you just work for like a dog crap company, there's going to be opportunities to really learn some business practices that's going to propel you to another level. And the learning curve is going to be way down. I mean, I worked for somebody several years ago in a shipping situation where we were shipping 300-400 packages a day. And when this pandemic happened, I started selling all those products on eBay. Guess whose shipping process I used was that company from several years ago, even down to the software they used. I remember I took notes about it because I thought, well, if I do this someday, I'm going to have this as a resource. And so I just went back to my notes. Sure enough, there it was. And I had this whole shipping model laid out for me because I learned it from a different company.
Well, yeah, definitely taking that past experience, you know, and applying it to future knowledge, you know, using it to help you grow in the future. Thank you so much, Billy, for coming on the podcast today. We're running out of time, but thank you so much for coming on the podcast. It was a blast to chat with you today, a little bit about your creative journey and some of the things you've got going on with your podcast and stuff.
Well, man, anytime, dude. And I'll leave you guys with one more thought here.
Yes, please.
And this is a little Mark Twain quote, eat the frog. Like, get up in the morning and do the thing you don't want to do first and eat the frog. Yeah. And you'll be better off. One, you'll accomplish something that was you didn't want to do, which is always great. I ate the frog all weekend when I was doing my taxes.
So I'm now
celebrating, you know, 2 days later. I'm like, woo, it's all done. It's over.
It's done. Yay.
Yeah. And I don't have to do this for another year. So eat the frog. And that's what I'll leave with that, Roger. Thank you so much for having me on the show, man.
Course.
It's been great.
Thank you guys, as always, so much for listening to another episode of the Chase the Unknown podcast. We are on Facebook and Instagram. If you haven't followed us there already, we are at Right Time Media now. So make sure to go ahead and follow us there. And we will be back at you next Wednesday with a brand new episode of Chase the Unknown. Don't forget to go and chase your unknown.